Hello, I'm Phil Svitek, 360 Creative Coach. And in today's episode, I want to talk about the difference between convincing someone versus just having conviction in your beliefs. Now, before I get into it, I would like to take the opportunity to invite you to subscribe if you haven't already. That way you get all the various lessons and episodes that I put out right when I put them out. Thank you if you just did, and thank you if you already were. It truly does mean a lot to me, as I hope it does to you. So, just a little bit of context, right? So this past week, my parent company made a name shift to Odyssey, right? Very exciting name. I think it's a brilliant name. You know, it takes the words audio and audacity with Odyssey, you know, like a journey. So it's an audio journey and it's audacious and all that stuff, right? So this was announced last week. And kind of as part of that announcement, you know, Gary Vee, who I admire, he kind of talked about, you know, he's a firm believer in audio, right, and the space as a viable space for business and content creators and so forth. And as part of his kind of speech about how great it is, you know, he was talking about the difference between having to convince people of something versus just having the conviction. And he's, by the way, he's kind of talked about this for a number of years. You know, a lot of stuff that, you know, if you listen to Gary Vee long enough, he tends to repeat himself, but he tends to repeat himself because A, people, you know, aren't always getting the message, right? They need to be hammered home with it. And B, you know, it's one of those things, as he'll say, like, as long as people, you know, ultimately he wants people acting on the thing, right? So, you know, he does tend to repeat himself. And interestingly enough, and I say that, right? Because even though I've heard him talk about conviction versus convincing someone, it really ironically didn't stick out until that moment when he was talking about it, that you know, rather than convince people in your life of something, just have the conviction and keep going. And it's a subtle difference, right? The more specific way that I can really highlight this and showcase it is, you know, in the sales world, right? When it, and this happens, you know, across all spectrums of, you know, business. But so many people try to sell to people that are never going to be their customers, right? This is something that Tim Ferriss has talked often about in terms of his early days and so forth. You know, he was not interested in, you know, if people gave him a no and he understood, then he's not going to waste his time on it, right? Convincing them. Because there is, for every product you can imagine, there is a group of people that are willing to buy. Might not be large, but there's somebody, right? But there's so much time and effort wasted on trying to get the people that don't like something. I'm like, no, you got to really like this, buy this, you know, watch this, do this, blah, 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 whatever it is. And it's like, just stop. You're talking to the wrong people. They're never going to be your customer. You know, it's like all these, you know, I get these telemarketer calls for like car insurance or internet service or cable and so forth. And I'm like, and I get it multiple times, right? It's not just different people. I get it multiple times. And I try to be nice and polite. And I'm like, thank you for the offer, but I'm just, honestly, I'm never going to be your customer. You know, if for some reason I change my mind, I will contact you. I promise. You know, if it's a service I want, I will tell you. And yet I continue to, and not only is it frustrating for me, but it's like they're wasting their time. And, you know, for a lot of artists, you know, you could say like, oh, well, that's sales and that's telemarketers and so forth. But a lot of artists tend to do this. You know, they try to create content or whatever it is. And, you know, they try to market it to people and say like, why isn't anyone watching my stuff? And it's like, because you're focused, you're trying to convince the wrong people to watch your stuff. You know, I recently came out with a proof of concept that will hopefully, you know, spur me to be able to make this feature film, my second feature film. But I understand ultimately, it's not going to be a movie for everybody. It's a very, you know, it's going to be for fans of Scanner Darkly, for Ex Machina, those types of heady sci-fi movies, not action movies. And so, you know, I understand it's not for everybody. And so it's not my job, slash I'm not going to make it my job to, you know, find people that like, that don't like those movies, right? And convince them like, hey, here's why you should watch my movie. No, I'm going to go after people that will like those types of movies and can appreciate my movie. That's conviction, right? You have the conviction in your vision to know that there is an audience and you don't need to be convincing people. You need to have the wherewithal and the effort and so forth to find the people that get it versus convincing the people that don't get it, right? That's wasted effort. But spend the time, the energy, the resources, the money, so forth on the people that will get it. That's conviction. Okay. You know, and part of that is, you know, it might take time to find those people, right? This is just a metaphor in general. But along the way, you might be laughed at and so forth, right? And rather than listen to the voices chattering of like, that's stupid, don't do it. Because, you know, throughout this kind of process of just even the proof of concept that I recently made, you know, there was a couple people, however well-intended, right? That's the irony, is that there's some people that are well-intended, but they're just operating from a place of fear. They give you certain advice. And, you know, it's not beneficial, right? It's coming from a place of fear, but it ultimately is meant to box you in, right? Because it's reflective of their fears. And rather than convince them of why, you know, that's wrong, just have the wherewithal to keep going, you know, and just to tune out the noise. And if there's any sort of, what would I call it, goodness, like if there's any like particular thing that has been the secret to my success, it's being able to block out that sort of, you know, otherwise negativity and just be like, okay, yeah, thank you, noted, but I'll just keep on doing this. And it's not to say I don't listen to everything. Sometimes the advice is warranted and I'll change courses or I'll consider, but you know, that's ultimately up to me. And if something, you know, it's gonna box me in creatively, no, I'm not gonna do that. So anyway, that's the lesson for you. Always act with conviction rather than trying to convince anyone of anything. Thank you for taking the time to tune in. If you have any questions or thoughts of your own, as I'm sure you do, please share, whether down in the comments section or hit me up on social media at Bill Svitek. Happy to converse with you. Likewise, if you think this episode might be a benefit to somebody, please share it with them. I certainly would appreciate it, as I hope they will. And I appreciate you, and I'll see you next time.